Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We talked all about the Christmas parade during the course of the week. It's coming up this weekend and there is something really special going on. I have got Helen Egan on the line to tell me all about it. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Hey, Helen, I understand that you were a pageant princess a little while ago.
Yes, a long time ago, Ewan, like 55 years ago. And I'm excited to do it again because it's, you know, if it worked for the community and whatever. And, so a lot of water's got under the bridge since then. I really, really enjoyed it. And
how did it all come about?
Well, initially, the JCs of Mount Gambier, which was the Junior Chamber of Commerce in Mount Gambier, decided in their wisdom to obviously create a new something new for the parade and whatever. And so they decided to approach some girls and raise some funds for local charities and. Which we duly did, and I think 8 girls were in the competition, and they chose their own charities who they chose to work for.
Yeah.
I chose to work for the Derrington Treat Special School, and I can't remember how much we made, but as I said, it was a wonderful experience, and, you know, even if you just do something small, it sort of, along the way, it helps out. So I enjoyed doing that and meeting lots of people and lots of different children. And, so that's sort of how it started.
Helen, I've got so many questions. Number one would be, has the Christmas parade changed at all in 50-odd years?
Well, it's probably bigger and better than it was then, but it was still a fantastic community event, which it has been every year. Every year that I've been in it, involved in it, or watched the parade, it's been fantastic. And I think the people behind the scenes are the ones that do an amazing job to get it to where it is today. And the Denise Richardson and her team of her committee and the volunteers are fantastic. So I just think it's probably getting bigger and better than it was before.
Now, you were lucky enough to be the pageant princess. You were lucky enough to win a pretty incredible prize. You got to go to Sydney, from what I understand.
I went to Sydney, and which was a wonderful trip, and as I hadn't been to Sydney before. And I had people from the JCs chaperoned me, which was Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham and Mr. and Mrs. Dunnicliffe. And I went to some of the functions with them, the social functions, and did lots of sightseeing and through the Blue Mountains and across the Sydney Harbour and all sorts of things, which was really exciting for me.
Now, Helen, you are going to be our pageant princess again this year. What was it like to get the call to go, hey, would you like to do this?
I was a little bit apprehensive to start with, and I thought, oh, why not? And I was speaking to one of the committee people, and he said, oh, yeah, she'll do it. There'll be no way, you know, she'll do it. So I really had no choice. So I'm really looking forward to it now and preparing myself for it. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Saturday is going to be absolutely sensational. Helen, not only am I super excited that you're going to be in this year's parade, I'm super excited that we got the chance to chat about being one of the first pageant princesses. Being in the parade itself, what's that like?
Being in the parade?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm really looking forward to it now. Well, it'll be exciting. It's certainly a lot different. I was standing on a float, sort of upright, in 1965, but I'll be sitting in a beautiful chair this time, so that'll be quite enjoyable.
Helen, I cannot wait for Saturday. Have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for talking to us on the radio.
Thank you very much.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.